Are you sitting comfortably? Then I'll begin.
Morning, afternoon, evening, it's Pete Kogel, it's PCP 830, and I thought I'd start off with a strange piece of music today. That was Toxic Chicken. I've played something from him over the years. That was a particular track, what's it called? It's called Be a Bird, from the album Be a Bird, and there's lots of other versions and different tracks on there, but I thought that was rather interesting, and I thought I started off that way just to sort of set the scene, which is kind of odd really, but there you go. I don't often do that. I usually play a sort of fairly rocky track to get this going, but I didn't this time, so I hope you enjoyed that. That's on the Sub 65 record label. You can find that at Bandcamp, I think, and it's rather good. Anyway, I'm going to move on. I've got a bit of a cold, so I do apologise if my voice sounds a bit gravelly. I've got two tracks to play for you, and then we'll talk about some of the bands that I've seen live. This is a track called Akwaki, A-K-W-A-K-I, featuring Brazen Rule. This is by Ancient Astronauts and Otim Alpha.
Woyo! Woyo, oh, oh. Anyone going on about the gang? Woyo!
Yeah. So without further ado, let's flick the collective awakening switch.
Thank you.
That was Midas Fall, with a track called Cold Waves Divide Us, which I believe is a single, or could be actually from the album, could be the title track from the album. That got that via the folks at Fat Drop. The band obviously dropped it to me. I rather enjoyed it. All right, that indeed. And then before that, we heard Ancient Astronauts. I've played them before, featuring Otim Alpha, and Brazen Rule, from an album called Fantastic Free Riding, The Journey Continues. So yeah, definitely worth checking that one out. Pick that up from RDX Promo. Both the same sort of mechanism of getting it to me, really. But yeah, but good, good, good. Yeah, so I've been out to a couple of gigs. I've been actually been out to three. I've been to a band who I'll play in a minute called New Dad, who we did an in-store, and then moved on to see Ghost Woman. And then the next day I went out again, and I went to see Car Machine, and I'll be playing me some more from Car Machine in a minute. But this is the band that supported them. I think they've been around a long time, but I get the impression that they've had a bit of a hiatus and they're coming back, starting off as a support band again. So this is from their new album, which is a sort of retrospective, called An Introduction to Black Market Karma and their Technicolor Liquid Audio Machine. And this is a track of theirs called Semper Fi.
No, it's just a quick one while Sister's out of the ward.
No, Mr. Roper. Dr. Tinkle says it's not good for you.
HS204, which is, if I seem to recall, my O-level chemistry, is that sulfuric acid? Yeah, I think it is, actually. Or was that hydrochloric acid? No, that's RBCL. It's sulfuric acid. So, sulfuric acid with Feed the Amp. I picked that up a Muso Sump Soup. Rather enjoyed that. And very different from the previous track, which is by Black Bomber Karma. Market Karma, rather. Called Semper Fi. And that's a sort of a very much of a psychedelic thing, which is very much back in again. As I said, I went to the Lewis Psych Fest last week. Oh, my brain is completely addled. I've got no understanding of what's going on here. So I just play some music. I think I was probably just best to do that. So as I said, I went to see New Dad do an in-store signing. It's about 2.5 years since I saw them last. God, they look young. They must have looked even younger then, but it was 2.5 years ago and I've forgotten. But this is the first track off their new album. Their new album's called Madra, M-E-D-R-A. This is Angel.
Thank you. take a trip down memory lane with
Pete Kogel.
For every carbuncle in Croydon, there's also something remarkable and even beautiful.
What's right here?
So three tracks for you there, the first of which was by New Dad, a track called Angel, from the new album Mantra. And as I said, that's I saw them 2.5 years ago at on the same bill as English Teacher, Opus Kink, both doing very well. I didn't see the next day, and that would have had Wet Leg, I've always done even better. I think another lady who's coming along who's going to be at another festival I'm going to soon called Holly McVeigh was also on that bill, and she'll be coming along and doing a lot more. So it's interesting to see how some of these the acts that you do pick up on at these free festivals that are slated to be, you know, popular do turn out to be popular. So it's very good. I'm rather pleased with that. Anyway, then after that, we heard two tracks in the retrospective style. From 2011, we heard Libra with a track called Morning Traffic from the album Drum Your Life. Rather good. And then from 2019, a bit later, from the album Barsoom, that was Secret Archives of the Vatican. While they were still in there, sort of dubsteppy style phase, that was Citadel of Dust. Excellent stuff. Rather enjoyed that. And then we're going to move on again to two of the bands that were headlining. So we're going to start off with Karma Sheen. And then we're going to end up with Ghost Woman. So let's kick in with Karma Sheen, and this is Homecoming, the Rag Malkowns. We'll be right back.
under normal domestic use,
Pete Kogel,
will only be due its first service in about 10 to 15 years' time.
Two tracks for you there. We began with Car Machine with Homecoming. That was their single. It's been out a while. That's from the new album called Car Machine. That's the second time I've seen them, and they were definitely better the second time. In their own right, not as a support band, and rather marvellous. I think they're going to do rather well. Hindustani, psychedelic rock, I think. Rather amazing. Very much worth checking out. And one of my favourite promoters, of course, Acid Box. Worth listening to as well. And then after that, we heard Ghost Woman with All Right, All Right from the album Hindsight is 50-50. I was really looking forward to seeing Ghost Woman. I was supposed to have seen them a couple of festivals ago. I think it was Great Escape. Was it the Great Escape? Could have been Mutations. I can't remember. But they never turned up. And I don't know whether they just had difficulty getting in or they were late or whatever. But I was looking forward to seeing them. They were a duo. The girl is on drums and the bloke is on guitars and pedals and stuff. They seemed a bit tired, and in fact they said they were tired after they had a sort of an argument with somebody in the audience. Not a big argument, but someone was asking for a particular track and they were going to play it later, and they just said, well, we'll get around to it later. So that seemed a bit strange. But the thing that really annoyed me, and I have to say this with all certainty, is that they had a strobe on. Now, I like a strobe. I quite like a strobe from other bands I've seen, when the strobe is faced inwards towards the band, and they're, it's on for sort of like a few seconds. Particularly if you've got a very active band bouncing around a lot, a strobe can be quite fun because it can make them sort of have like a stop motion action. Sounds quite interesting, or looks quite interesting. But this was facing the audience, and it was so bright and so hard to look at. I couldn't look at it. I was with my two mates, Ian and Helen, and they were not looking as well, and quite a few of the others in the audience were not looking. And I just thought, you know, you're really ruining it now. So that's the last time I'll be seeing Ghost Woman, I think. But it was a good track, and I hope you enjoyed it. And I did enjoy the music. And I think I'll continue with the music, but I don't know if I'll see them again live. Right, let's move on. This is Virtual Jasper with his track Beast Effect.
something to brighten your whole day.
Was the Bandulus with their track called Pieces from the album Tell It Like It Is, which they sent to me. Very kind of them. Good indeed. And then before that, we heard Virtual Jasper, which is a single of his, came out just recently, called Beast Effect. And that was from Muso Soup. I hope you all enjoyed that. Really good stuff. Now, I'm going to keep moving on because, as I said, I've got a bit of a cold and I haven't got an awful lot more to say. The next artist was the support for Ghost Woman. He was basically a guy on his own with a laptop, which was a little bit boring, but he was quite, you know, he's got a lot of balls to do that, to get up and do it by himself. And he ran around to the audience as well. But anyway, his name was Arthur J. Reptilian from the album Modernival. This is a track called Squint.
Thank you. Pete Kogel.
Bloody peasant!
It's high grade day for Mrs. P. Tell her rather nice. Down in the club I got green avocado, then green chocolate. Well, everything's so new. So new. Oh God. Monster made of concrete, made of glass. I was just a tiny piece of his daily human's lunch in my room, nine on nine. I felt I was living in a hive in my room, nine on nine. Got in a green to blow up my mind. I got weed, free paper and lighter and a dream. My drive shot like but some put to me. See, my DJ and me, my DJ and me now. Now we are clouds from a fly, vapor in the Denver sky. Nimbus is puff while we fly, misting clouds while we fly. Now we are clouds while we fly, vapor in the Denver sky. Nimbus is puff. Fly high, a day of iron ice, swimming pools till the morning light. I found me space, I forgot his every way. The buildings pop me up to the gate. So I left to see teaching his daily routine. No vertigo, no nicotine. Smoking pure, walking in the streets on my way to a new play machine. In my room,
from an album called Get Me High, or Get Me High the series, several different takes on that particular track, by Roots Raid originally. Roots Raid versus Marina P on vocals, and that was called Denver Sky, and that's available at, on Dub Ground or original Dub Gathering. odgprod.com is where you'll find those things, all free to download, of course. And then before that, we heard Arthur J. Reptilian from his album Modern Evil, and the track was called Squint, which you can find at Bandcamp. Rather nice, as I said. It takes a lot of balls to get up there and do a sort of a set on your own without any sort of props at all. I think I'm not sure if he'd recorded the album where he played any of the instruments. Would have been nice if he played something, but there you go. It was all right. It sounded good. Just it lacked a little bit of atmosphere in terms of the presentation. But there you go. I'm being picky. You're damn right I am. Right, last track time. I hope you enjoy the track so far, and I hope you'll enjoy this one. This is by Deka Sul and the Polish Ambassador. Yes, him again. It's a single, actually. It's not an album, from an album. It's called Ladyship. And I shall leave you, your ladyship, or your lordship, or whatever you happen to be, your non-binary ship, I will see you soon.
Kogel.
You have been classified W for weird.